Welcome to your five for the day. How we live our lives is vitally important. There are principles that guide each one of us. These could be positive or negative guidelines by which we live our lives. If we live by God's principles, we can expect to see His favour and blessing on our lives. If we live by what seems good to us, it can often take us down a path we would later regret. Have you ever considered what are the guidelines or principles by which you live your life? Are there some that should be changed or substituted with God's principles? The earlier we discover and apply these, the better, but it's never too late to begin. Let us look at some guidelines and principles to help us get started. We can live a life during which we can receive forgiveness from God. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus paid for our sins in full. We can know what it means to be forgiven. He cancelled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. God has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. Why does the Bible say that God has removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west? Why did He not say as far as the north is from the south? This is one of the greatest pictures of God's love. The North and South Pole are definite points. You can actually go to these spots. But there is no East or West Pole. When you get there, you can still go further to the East. So in a very real sense, when God says He has removed our transgressions as far as the East is from the West, it means that He has totally and forever removed it. Forgiveness is not just something we receive, it is also something we can give. How often we long for mercy for ourselves and our mistakes, but we demand justice when others make mistakes or do us harm. Our lives should be guided by the principle of receiving forgiveness and extending forgiveness. Perhaps there is an area in your life or past that you need to bring to the feet of God and ask Him to forgive you. Do it now. Perhaps there is someone that you have not released and still carry an IOU. It's time to take a moment and extend forgiveness to them. Do it now. Many people live in a day and time that has not yet arrived. They live worried about tomorrow or the future, and in the process, they miss the moment they have in front of them. We should consciously enjoy the day we have. We should live today as if it was our last day. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. God is a faithful God. He wants to be your faithful God. His word tells us that His mercies are new every morning. We need to live with the knowledge that each day we can start afresh and receive His new mercies. Don't drag your past mistakes, failures, and disappointments from yesterday into your new today.